Hello, everybody. It's my privilege to preach today, and when I was asked to preach on Father's Day, I thought, I want to preach at my barbecue. Why? Because barbecue's a fun space for me. It's a place I like to be, and also because I've got a new barbecue. This is a Ziggy, a Ziegler and Brown barbecue. I've always wanted one of these. Never quite got around to purchasing one, but I decided best Father's Day presents are the ones you buy for yourself. So my Father's Day present, my Ziggy barbecue. Also with the matching Ziggy tongs. So my guarantee for you this morning is that I'm going to do a 10-minute preach because I like my steak done 5 minutes on each side. So at the end of 10 minutes, we finish what I'm going to say to you. And I'll also be eating a steak, so that's the ultimate Father's Day for me. My barbecue brings me somewhat a sense of joy. And this morning we're looking at this emotion of joy. And why does my barbecue bring me joy? Well, for the last 6 years in Adelaide, every Monday night we had barbecues. We would invite people over and we'd have fun together eating and conversing around the barbecue. And I left my old barbecue with my son back in Adelaide at the start of the year. It's taken me 6 months to get around to purchasing a new barbecue. But that's what I've bought for Father's Day, and here I am. As we look at this theme of joy today, we look at the emotions that are covered in Scripture and how those emotions play out to us as modern-day believers. And joy is an interesting word. The first thing I thought of when I thought of joy was a song I learned when I was in Sunday school at about 7 years of age. I remember this song, J-O-Y, J-O-Y. This must surely be Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. And I thought of that, and I thought there's actually some really good teaching in that, isn't there? Like a lot of the songs we used to sing. The joy, this idea of putting others first, does bring a sense of joy. And today, even mental health experts will say to you, part of having good mental health is putting others before yourself. That was one song I learned. Another one is joy, joy, joy. There is joy in the Salvation Army. It's one of those sort of internal songs we sang, not so much anymore. And then finally, the third song is about, it goes, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And the song goes on. But you know that, some of you know that song. Some of you as old as me or older than me. But it's this idea that joy is something deep. It's something, not a surface emotion. It's a deep emotion. And some of my thoughts around joy. Joy also came, let's say, more prevalent in our house about 3 years ago when a series on Netflix was on, the Marie Kondo series. And Marie Kondo talked about to discard things in your life or in your home or in your cupboard that weren't bringing you joy. She used this word joy all the time. And so it became quite a bit of a conversation in our house every time we're cleaning a cupboard out or cleaning a wardrobe out or switching bedrooms with the boys or whatever is, does this bring you joy? Well, let's take it down the op shop, or let's throw it away. If it's not bringing you joy, it's time to get rid of it. Well, this morning I'd also like you to explore this idea of what's not bringing you joy in your life. What are some of the things we need to maybe discard from our lives at this time? While many of us go through this time of lockdown and we have time to reflect and look into our lives, what is it that we need to discard or move on? So I have this definition here that says joy is the emotion that makes life worth living. It's deeper than happiness as it connects to our core values and identity. Joy is the emotion that makes life worth living. So maybe a barbecue is perhaps a bit shallow for joy. Maybe that's more like happiness. Talking about my barbecue, My steak has now done 5 minutes on one side, so I need to turn it over so I can do the second 5 minutes. It's the ultimate steak, has 5 minutes on each side, doesn't it? So here we go. Whoa, it's looking good. Can you smell it? Anyway, back to Joy. Joy is the emotion that makes life worth living. So this big, deep sense of joy that we should be discovering as believers, some of us would already be experiencing this sense of joy. Others of us are on a journey to search or find it, or look deeper into our lives. In the Old Testament, Nehemiah says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." That's where the joy comes from. From the Lord, and it is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's something that Nehemiah built his life on. And we also can build our life on the joy of the Lord. We move to the New Testament. There's mentions of joy there, of course. One of the things we realize in Galatians 5, where the fruit of the Spirit are mentioned, is this idea that when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit enters every part of our life, we display these fruit. One of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. In Galatians 5:22, Paul reminds us of that. So the joy of the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, comes out in this word joy. This morning we've heard in the scripture about pure joy in James 1. James, the brother of Jesus, talks here about pure joy is when you face trials as it develops perseverance. He says, consider it pure joy. I don't know about you, but I don't consider it pure joy when I'm going through a trial or a tribulation or something full on in your life because you're developing perseverance. I don't consider that pure joy. But this is what James asks us to do. Consider it pure joy. Well, I know a lot of you have faced trials and tough times, whether it's the loss of a family member, a loss of a job, a financial crisis, all sorts of incredibly tough things. But how does our joy pervade those spaces? In times of unhappiness or uncertainty or incredible sadness and sorrow, can we still be joyful? And the writer of the scripture really believes we can. Well, for many of us at the moment in lockdown in different parts of Australia, you'll understand it's not always easy to find this sense of joy. But our situations may be a little bit tough at the moment because we're isolated or away from friends or family. But joy is still possible in these situations because joy is deeper. It's about a sense of purpose. It's about being connected to a God who loves us dearly, and he's there for us no matter what. So as I look into people that have displayed joy in my life, I think of a retired officer. Some of you will know him by the name of Eddie Smicky. Down in Geelong, we were with him for 5 years as Corps officers. And Eddie didn't always have life easy. His wife was in care. She struggled a lot with a lot of health issues throughout his later years. But every time I saw Eddie, he was incredibly joyful. He just had this assurance that he knew who God was. He was secure in his faith. And no matter the circumstances, his health, his wife's health, what was happening in his family, what was happening to people around him, he always displayed joy. And I'm thankful for those examples. And I know other retired officers too, I think of, who have been able to do that. And that's a great example to us each. So look for those people that are great examples of what it's like to be a joyful believer, and try and copy those. I encourage you, in the midst of a lockdown, I'm basically 60 days into a lockdown here in Sydney, and now I've got about another 60 days to go, if I'm honest. We're halfway through. But it's a chance to declutter your life, to get rid of those things that do not bring you joy. It might be a bad Netflix series you're watching that you know is no good for you. For me, sometimes it's watching multiple news reports or press conferences. It's just doesn't do my head any good. So I've got to declutter from those things, take those things away from me. It might be things like junk food or just basic things like that that might help you as a person do better. But what are those spiritual things you need to do to get in a better space with God? I really believe good physical health equals good mental health. I encourage you to get out, continue to exercise to help you find your sense of joy. But when it comes to your spiritual life, I encourage you to dig deep. Dig deep in your relationship with God. Read, pray, listen to God. Listen to music that gives you that sense of joy. There's some great songs that you can listen to in all forms of music. And maybe it's singing some of those old songs about joy as you walk around the house. But do those things that help you find a deep sense of gratitude to God and can helps you connect with God at this time. So we know that joy comes from the Lord, and regardless of our circumstances we're in currently, joy is available to us each, and I pray that you'll find that this day, this Father's Day. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Have a great Father's Day, and for me, my steak is all cooked, and I'm going to go eat it now. So God bless you, and thank you.